today we are talking about being assertive and in
control. JR, why are you taking my line? That's my line.
Because I'm the boss today, and I want to be in control for once. So you say it. You say, let's talk about that bid.
Okay, fine. Say it, Ray. Fine. Let's talk about that bid.
Here on ICRTFM 100, this is the Vid Talk Show with me, JR, who is in control, and Ray, who is just a follower.
Yeah, I'm just a henchman here.
Anyways, we're here every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. This is the Vid Talk Show, where we talk about videos that are going viral on the internet, and we teach you the English within it. Mm. My name is JR, and here
is my part. Okay,
so irrelevant.
Vid Talk 呢，就是 Video Talk。Video Talk 就是我们会每个礼拜呢，由观众选出来的影片，我跟 JR 会在 ICRT 上面呢做一个讨论，并且教你影片里面所用的英文用法或是片语。
So the reason why we're acting a little bit assertive today is because the topic of the video today is being assertive.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyways, we do issue you a challenge every week on the show. So at the end of the show, we're going to issue a challenge. Do remember to log onto our website and check it out. It's voicetube.com/radio. You can also check out the video right there. Mm-hmm. You can also vote for the next video that we're going to be talking about.
没错，我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 可以做两件事情。你可以呢在上面回应我们每一个礼拜的翻译挑战。那这些翻译挑战题的题目呢，都会是由我们这个每一个礼拜教的五个英文用法之中，其中一个你可以拿来造句。那第二件事情呢，你就可以决定我下一个礼拜呢，我跟 JR 要讨论哪一部影片。
That is correct. So what's the video about today, Ray?
Okay, so today's video is done by this group called Wellcast. And Wellcast, they are a group, they're a YouTube channel that specializes on making videos of positivity, of giving recommendations of life and giving kind of like guidances. It's their sort of thing. Okay, so today's video, they are teaching you how you can be assertive. Mm. Now, before anything else, we have to first define the word assertive. Mm-hmm. What is assertive?
You know, assertive is being confident and being straightforward.
That's right. Like being, just saying out loud what you want, like straight. And
what's on your mind.
Right, saying what's on your mind and being very confident about it. This is what's called assertive. I think the opposite of being assertive, you can kind of say that if you are socially awkward, then you're kind of opposite of being assertive. That means if when you are too shy to say some things, when you don't dare to speak up, like when you're socially awkward, then you are not assertive. And I think this is kind of like a Taiwanese thing because we are, as a people, we are very polite and we often think of what others think of us. And because of that, we have a lot of like things on our minds, and that is why sometimes we kind of not say what's
on our mind.
Yeah, on our mind. We don't say things straight.
Yeah.
Right. We kind of like go around. We kind of beat around the bush.
I think the situation is worse in Japan.
Like, all right. Exactly. Yeah.
They're always, sumimasen. They're always like,
and then whenever they have to give like a criticism, then they have to do it like in a very,
very, very coy way.
Yeah, very coy way, very indirect way, so that they don't offend the person that they are criticizing.
Correct.
So being socially awkward and being assertive, I think it has its own benefits, I guess. Well, if you're polite, right, then maybe you won't offend others. Mm-hmm. But if you're overly polite to a point that you're not assertive, then maybe you'll be taken advantage of.
And you sound distant to other people as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, JR, do you have any examples, like real life experiences, where you hope that you were more assertive?
That means any experience of not being assertive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, what do you think?
Yeah, when I was a kid, actually, I'm a very shy person. I know most people don't believe me.
You seem like an extrovert.
I was born kind of introverted.
Uh-huh.
Very shy. To some point in life, my mom was ashamed of me for being that. I remember when I was a kid, I used to have this Disney cap that I bought in Disneyland.
Okay.
I loved it. It was a Mickey Mouse cap. and I would wear it wherever I go. One day I just lost it. I looked around the playground at school, just couldn't find it anywhere. And one day this African-American boy who was a senior to me, he showed up wearing that cap. And I was suspicious that was my cap.
Well, are you sure that's your cap though?
I wasn't that sure, so I was trying to... I didn't dare to just walk up to him and say, hey, can I check your cap? I wrote my name on it, actually. So I was just guessing and being suspicious all the time. And I was just trying to sneak in and just take a
glimpse
of it. Yeah. I just didn't dare to just walk up to him and say, hey, can I check your cap and see if it's mine? Uh-huh. I didn't dare to do that.
So what happened in the end? Was it your cap?
It was my cap in the end.
How did you know?
I finally got a chance to...
Oh, to take a sneak peek?
To take a sneak peek at it. It did have my name on it. I just didn't dare to ask for it back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was kind of heartbroken.
So you just let him have it?
Yeah, I let him have it.
Okay, that's not assertive at all, yeah. Yeah. Wait, what was this? Like primary school?
Yeah, when I was in primary school. Probably like when I was in third grade.
Oh, I see. I also have this kind of experiences before because... I was too, kind of not assertive in high school, I think. And then there was this one time, especially when you get to know a lot of people, there was this one time in college and it was kind of like a homecoming party. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. And because there's a lot of people, you meet a lot of people and a lot of people come talk to you, right? And then there's this guy, I know that I recognize him from somewhere, but yeah. I just can't pinpoint where, and I don't remember his name.
But those are awkward situations.
Yeah, yeah, but he came up to me and he started talking to me.
And he knows your name.
Yeah, he knows my name.
He knows what I've been doing,
and but I seriously can't remember anything about this guy. But I was too shy. I was too socially awkward to just blatantly ask him, hey dude, I don't even remember who you are, like, can you please refresh my memory? I can't ask that. I can't bring myself to do that. So I just like went with the flow, like whatever he talked about, I was like, yeah, oh, I remember, so that time, yeah, oh yeah, that was really epic. And then this went on for about like 15 minutes, and then what happened next was I was like, I kept trying to escape from that conversation, but he was so like sticky. Mm-hmm. He was like clinging on to me. And then 15 minutes later, another guy shows up. And then he was like, oh, you two know each other? And then I was like, yeah, he's... And then I was out of words. And then this guy this guy finally realized. He was like...
You don't know me?
For this whole time, for this whole 15 minutes?
You've been talking to me for 30 minutes, yeah. And you don't know me?
You don't even know my name? I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. Who are you?
That's awkward.
And it was like so awkward. It turned out he was like one of my high school classmates. And then he ended up in the same college as I did, and in the same department. He was in a French department, and then I was in the English department. So we were kind of like in the same building. Uh-huh. And then we met up like a few times. So, but I totally forgot who he was.
Oh, man.
But I remember him to this day because of how awkward that situation was, right? So I should have been more assertive and just told him straight out from the beginning, like ask him to introduce himself again.
Who on earth are you?
Yeah. That would have saved me a lot of shame and guilt afterwards. But There are definitely benefits of being assertive. So after that, you know, I told myself I need to be more assertive. I need to just tell people what I think instead of being like socially awkward and being shy and having a lot of things going on in my head and not saying it. And I think there's a really good benefit to it because, you know, in Ximending, there's kind of like these guys where they just walk around and hand you stuff. And then they tell you to hold on to it.
They just stuff it in your hands.
Yeah, and then they start promoting it. They start selling it. Yeah. And he's like, hey, this is really good. I designed this. We are like a group of students. We need some funds.
Oh, man.
So I used to always buy it.
Really?
Because I can't bring myself to refuse them. So I always buy it. Like, no matter how pricey it is, I think they kind of like change the price according to how socially awkward the victim is.
Oh, really?
Like, if you're really like socially awkward, they'll be like, oh, this is $300.
They do that.
And then if you're like, maybe like, if they feel like you're gonna refuse, they'd be like, oh, this is just like $100, you know? Uh-huh. But it's not much, just like help us out. And then I always get like the highest bids. They'll be like, this is like $500, and I pay them. And I'm just so regretful. And now, like, being assertive, I can very confidently say, no, I do not need this, and you cannot have my money.
You know, I have that kind of experience too, when you're not only in Ximending at the train station, or when you're walking around on the streets, they just say, hey, 你可以拿这一下吗?
Can you
hold this? I'm like, and nowadays, I've learned from my past experience.
Yeah, no.
Why should I? Where should I? Why should
Why should I hold your crap?
That is right. That's what I should say.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So we're not being offensive to people who are really selling things that are for charity, but there are a lot of people who are phonies out there. We're talking about those situations right there. As we were talking about, even when you're being assertive, there's still, I think there's a line between being assertive and demanding.
Yeah.
Sometimes that line is really thin.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
kind of blurry. I think, in my own opinion, the difference is whether the way you say it. Whether you're being polite or not. When you're talking off your mind, you can be either rude or you can say it in a very polite way.
It makes
a big difference. I think that's the difference between being assertive and demanding.
Yeah, it's how you express yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very true. Demanding. Nobody wants to be demanding.
So you can say, like, to the guy who was selling you stuff that you don't want, hey, bug off. That's one thing. And in another case, you could say, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to buy
it. You can politely decline the offer.
That's right. So what's this video about, Ray?
We were talking about assertive. This video is kind of like a tutorial on how to be assertive. And Wildcast videos, they tend to give you kind of like tips. And then they break it down for you. And they break it down into manageable chunks and procedures, little steps that you can follow. And this particular video, it gave us four particular tips. So what are the four tips?
Yeah, so the four tips are like, you got to figure out your priority. What's your bottom line?
What can you not give up?
Yeah. The second one is, you got to be straightforward. Mm-hmm. Don't beat around the bush. Don't be coy. Just say what's on your mind. Yeah. But as we said, in a polite way.
Yeah, just be honest.
Yeah, just be honest. And the third one is, you gotta maintain good posture. I think this is a funny point.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
It's a good point. And it does have a metaphor in it. It says, don't be like the turtle. Be like the eagle. Because the posture, the posture really shows how confident you are.
Yeah.
So that's true too. The fourth one says, and the last one, by the way, it says, use I statements.
What does that mean?
Which means, instead of saying you and pointing fingers, say I instead. I don't totally agree with it.
Why?
I have another point of view. Uh-huh. I think using the we statement is even better.
It'll include both parties into the conversation.
You know, we haven't been achieving our goals recently, so we probably should do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done my bit, so how about your part?
Oh, right.
Instead of saying you haven't achieved your goal.
Or I have
achieved my goal. How about you?
I think, that's a good point.
Sounds even better. I should write them.
you should give them a little letter.
Yeah,
become
some life hacks.
Consultant or something.
Yeah. So that's the video.
Yeah, four tips for you guys who wants to be assertive. Figure out your priority. Be straightforward. Maintain good posture. And use we statements when you are offering some suggestions.
And to find out what we're talking about, if just in case you haven't seen the video already, go to our website, voicetube.com/radio. That's voicetube.com/radio. Check out the video as we hit a short break.
See you guys in a bit.
Hey, and welcome back on the show. This is VidTalk on ICRT FM 100 every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. And this is the second half with me, JR, and Ray, where we talk about the English used in this video called assertive. Once again, if you haven't checked out the video, you can always go to our website, voicetube.com/radio, to check it out. Okay, Ray, shoot.
所以这部分是 VidTalk 第二部分我们要讨论一下影片里面的英文用法。 首先我们会让你先听到影片的原句，再来给你翻译之后呢，讨论一下这个英文的用法要如何使用。 所以呢，我们今天一样准备了五个例句。那我们来听一下第一个句子。Oh,
here's the first sentence out of five.
Life's pretty nice for these kinds of assertive people. They usually end up with the window seat on airplanes.
生活对这些有自信的人来说一定很不赖。他们常常坐在飞机窗边的位置。
Life's pretty nice for these kinds of assertive people. They usually end up with the window seat on airplanes.
所以这边我们要看的是 end up with. 这边是 end up with the window seat on airplane. 所以是在这个有靠走道的嘛，跟靠窗边的飞机的位置。所以 they end up with the window seat on airplanes. What is end up with?
Kind of means wind up with something, be resulted in something.
Yeah, 所以就是最后面最终的结果是得到什么东西的感觉，最后的结局是得到了什么。So end up with 这种这里有两个，因为它多加了这个 with， 所以是 end up with something 后面一定是一个 noun， 一定是一个名词。所以这个例句里面是什么 ？They end up with the window seat, right?
That's right.
那如果是 end up 的话呢 ？End up 通常会变成是 end up doing something,、right? End up.Getting the window seat. 所以这两句是一样的意思哦。你可以 either 你可以说 they end up getting the window seat. 这边是 get, right? Get 的这个动词，或者是你可以说 they end up with the window seat.
Right. So here's an example. If you don't be assertive in your job interview, you're gonna end up with a lost opportunity.
That's right. End up with a lost opportunity. Okay.
Or you can say you're gonna end up losing
the opportunity. That is correct. So end up with something or end up doing something. 都是结果是结局是你做了什么事情或是得到了什么东西。That's right.
All right. The second sentence here.
At school, at work, or in a nerve-wracking situation.
在学校，在公司，或在让人不安的场合。
At school, at work, or at a nerve-wracking situation.
So here we're going to look at nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking. What is nerve-wracking?
It means to be very, very, very nervous.
Yeah, nervous. 这个的 nerve 啊, like to get on someone's nerves. 这个就是让人很生气嘛。就是 nerve 就是你的一个
right.
你的一个心情的感觉，然后你的忍耐度。那 nerve-wracking 呢？这个 rack 它有动词跟名词的意思哦。它名词的话就是那种架子 rack, right?但是如果是动词的话的 rack 是让他很痛苦的意思、
yeah.
所以 nerve wracking 是让你的神经很痛苦，让你的心情很不好，所以就是非常的不安，非常的紧张的意思 nerve wracking、
yeah.
那这边是用成是这个 nerve wracking situation， 在一个 nerve wracking situation， 所以在一个让你非常的感到不安的场合。
That's right. So here for an example、
uh-huh.
Being here on the air is nerve wracking.
Oh, yeah, right. Not really. When were you nervous? I can't remember a time when you were nervous.
I had to come up with a sentence.
Okay, 所以刚刚 JR 说的是这个，他每次上节目的时候呢，是非常让他感到不安。But it's not true. 对，因为我们其实不太会不安。Right? We're actually, 我们在那边都是随便录。We're never nervous. Right? We're not taking this very seriously. Okay, let's move on to our next sentence.
Things are more likely to work out in your favor.
事情就更可能会照你想要的那样走。
Things are more likely to work out in your favor.
所以这个我们要看的是 in your favor. In your favor. What does that mean? In your favor.
Well, it means that things turn out the way you want it to be.
Yeah.
According to your preferences.
Yeah. So favor, we see this word. If it's alone, 如果它是自己一个字的话，这个 favor 它是一个动词哦。Favor something.Over something else. I favor chocolate over ice cream. What does that mean?
That means you like chocolate more than ice cream.
That's right. 所以我比较喜欢巧克力比起冰淇淋。所以 I favor A over B. 所以 favor 是比较喜欢的意思。但是这个 favor 哦，也有这个名词的话，就是你的就是有点像眷顾，或是你喜爱的东西。我们都知道这个有一个字，有一个形容词叫 favorite。
Right.
Comes from this word, favorite. Favorite 是最爱的嘛。所以 favor, in your favor, 就是对你有利的。Right. 按照你想要的 in your favor. Right. 所以这边 things are more likely to work out in your favor, 就是意思就是这个事情就会更能够照着你想要的这样走。
But Ray, do you favor chocolate flavor ice cream?
That's like a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Favor chocolate flavor ice cream. So this 句话的意思是favor 是喜欢嘛，然后 flavor 后面中间加一个 L, flavor 是口味，所以 favor chocolate flavor ice cream 就是喜欢巧克力口味的冰淇淋。
Because you said you like chocolate over ice cream.
Right.
So how about chocolate
I get it,
ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's an example of in your favor. Things won't always turn out in your favor. C'est la vie.
Yeah. Okay. That's life. Right, that's life. 所以呢，这个刚刚 JR 讲的句子是。 事情的人生一切无法就是都是顺遂的，这就是人生。
Yeah, c'est la vie.
That's kind of sad.
That's French. C'est la vie.
Okay.
All right, next sentence.
Pro tip. If you're nervous about maintaining eye contact, look at someone's nose or forehead. You'll seem more engaged and in control.
小技巧，如果你对维持眼神接触感受到紧张，那就盯着他的鼻子或是额头，你看起来会更专注，更掌握全场。
Pro tip, if you're nervous about maintaining eye contact, look at someone's nose or forehead, you'll seem more engaged and in control. Oh, that's very true.
Uh-huh,
it works all the time. Yeah. But sometimes their nose looks funny, so I laugh.
And then you notice their nose hair.
Yeah, nose hair, yeah.
Okay, 这一句话，所以我们这句话呢，要看的是 pro tip. Pro tip, so what is that?
Pro tip means like a tip from a pro. A pro means a professional.
所以就是专业的建议了。Suggestion from a professional. 我们这个 pro 这个缩写很常看到嘛，像是我们很常听到 pro player，right?
或者是中文也有 pro 级的。
对 ，pro 级的，对 ，pro 级的，
很台很 pro 级的。
所以 pro 就是从 professional 来的 ，professional 是职业等级的。所以 pro tip 就是很高级的。哦，很棒的一个这个小技巧的意思。
Yeah.
所以这边在讲的是，哦，小技巧是什么呢？如果你对于接触眼神接触呢感到很紧张的话，你就盯着他的鼻子或是额头看。
Yeah. So here's a pro tip for learning English: always listen to our show.
Always listen to Vincent.
Yeah,
that's a pro tip.
Tip from a pro. Okay, so those are the 5 sentences for today, and we're gonna issue you the challenge for this week. What is our challenge?
Okay, our challenge today, 我们这一个礼拜这一集的翻译挑战是。希望你能够用 nerve wracking、嗯、OK 好，那你要翻译的句子是昨天的面试超恐怖的，我差点吐出来。
This is fun. This is gonna sound fun.
昨天的面试超恐怖的，我差点吐出来。Use nerve wracking in a sentence to translate this.
Okay, that'll be fun. Okay, we hope to see you guys next week with this sentence.
Yep.
And as for the challenge that we issued last week, we have our responses.
Okay.
And who are they?
There's a lot of like very creative responses, right? Because last week it's kind of like an open-ended question. We asked you guys to share experience or talk about experience using Have you ever?所以要用 Have you ever 来去造句，来去讲你过去的经验。
Yeah.
那我们今天呢，选突然很多 entry 嘛，那我们今天选的一个就是蛮特别，我觉得我很想要这个做的一件事情，这样子，对对对，
really?
对。所以我们这个句子呢 ，OK， it's from Raymond。OK， JR， can you read this sentence? For
okay, I'm gonna read this, but this is not a suggestion from VidTalk nor ICRT. Raymond, you better not do this.Have you ever slapped your teacher in the face? No.
No. There are like a teacher list
yeah,
that I would like to slap, right? Yeah. But I didn't really do it.
Usually it's the other way around.
所以呢 Raymond 他的句子是你有没有曾经过呢这些赏你的老师一巴掌
That's actually bad. Don't do that, okay?
Yeah, 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 don't do that.
It's not polite. It's not good.
以上不代表本台立场
Yeah, exactly. Raymond, we need to talk. Okay, so that was the challenge from last week. And once again, to choose to vote for the next video next week, next Monday, do go to our website, voicetube.com/radio.
Right. That is about all for today for our show. It's very fun talking to you guys about being assertive and being confident.
Yeah. You got to go to our Facebooks to check us out too. My name is JR, JR Lee Radio on Facebook, JRLEE Radio.
And mine is Ray Do English with a D-U.
Yeah, if you have any questions, let us know. You can also go to the VoiceTube Facebook as well.
That's right.
Check it out. And we're going to see you next Monday.
8 to 8:30 on VidTalk ICRT. See you guys next week.
Peace out. Bye.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。